Here at intermission, we have a few minutes to talk to the music director of the Central Virginia Wind Symphony, Mike Goldberg. Mike, this is a youth organization, but youth doesn't show up in the title. That must have been a deliberate decision at some point.
You know, actually, I don't think it was. We just formulated the group with this name, the Wind Symphony, and the idea was to give the students an experience that is like a professional. So there wasn't really a thought process behind Youth Wind Symphony. It was just the Wind Symphony.
That's clever.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's a good thing. It gives it more status in the student's mind as well.
It really does, and that's how we approach the rehearsals and the performance. It is not the same as sitting back in your high school band room and rehearsing. They are expected to know their stuff before they walk in and be prepared to just go ahead and perform just like a professional.
Mike Goldberg is a CBS 6 meteorologist, but he's also our colleague here at 88.9 WCVE, Richmond Public Radio. Mike holds down four musical shifts each week here at the station. How did this idea of the Wind Symphony come to you, and when?
Well, it's interesting because it goes back to my time at CBS 6, probably 2003, 2004. My colleague who works in sales, Don Talley, also played clarinet in college at the University of Richmond, and I'm a clarinetist. And he approached me in the hall, and he said it would be really neat if we put together a group of high school students that I could conduct. And he asked me about doing that. Well, I had my own orchestra at the Eastman School of Music when I was a college student, and I know how hard it is to put together such an organization and run it. So I was a little bit leery at first, but eventually I came around and said, yeah, I think that would be really nice because we work with students in the schools, of course, with the television station. And that's one of the things that is a passion of mine is education, science education and music education. So I thought this would be a great way to get out into the community. And that's how it sort of started.
Well, so was it a regional concept from the beginning or?
Yes. We started out with all the public schools. We eventually went to the private schools, and we usually have over 25 schools that participate in the program. All the band directors have to nominate their top students, so there is no audition for the group. They have to be known to have certain qualities, not only their performance ability, but also their responsibility, because we're handling them sort of like we would a professional. And so the band directors come to us and say, these are my top students, and that's how they get nominated to perform in the group.
I noticed that there were a fair number of seniors, not so many juniors, even fewer sophomores. Were there freshmen?
We do have a few freshmen, and we actually have one middle school student that's very talented.
I did notice that.
Yes, a bassoonist that was playing with us. But the band directors do tend to nominate their juniors and seniors because it's their last crack at performing in this organization before they move on to college.
Well, this is the 12th year of the holiday concert. Have they all been televised?
They have not. This is actually the second year we are televising it on CBS 6, and the first year we're here on WCVE, and so thrilled to be broadcasting it here on the radio, too.
It's great. I've been to the concerts the last several years, and even the ones at the local malls. Always a thriller, even at the mall. They're really quite good.
And that was the original thought. Let's go out to the malls and bring the students to a place that they haven't performed before. We don't want to stick with the typical college or a typical high school auditorium where they're used to playing all their concerts. This is an opportunity to get in front of people that they don't typically perform for. And so we started with the malls, of course. When we went to broadcasting, we've had to find some better venues where the acoustics are going to be good. And you know, Steve, we keep expanding this every year and make it bigger and better.
How many students this year?
90 students were involved. That's the most we've had ever.
Well, that's big.
We can't get much bigger than that. But we were thrilled to welcome Al Chez, who's a longtime trumpeter for The Late Show with David Letterman. And he came in, did a clinic with the students, and then, of course, the performance. And so the big question is, how can we top this next year? I'm not sure yet, but we're working on it.
Did you realize, have you thought about that? You've been doing this long enough to have some of your grads up around age 30 at this point, and they might be standing in the audience.
Some of them have come back, and it's great to see them, yes. And some of them have been my own private clarinet students, so I am sort of aware of that and amazed at how fast the time has gone by.
This is a lot of work for you with all your other responsibilities at Channel 6 and here at WCVE. Why this level of commitment? What's in it for you and what's in it for the kids?
Well, I think for the students, it's just a major opportunity that they don't get every day in school. I mean, what a wonderful opportunity to come together with students from all around the region. They have their district bands, but those are even broken up a bit. So some of these students have never met each other. So that's a terrific opportunity. Plus the level of performance that we expect. They get to play a lot of music. I mean, on our program, we had a full, solid program, whereas on a band concert, they're going to get three or four major pieces, and that might be about it, which is still significant. But, you know, what an opportunity to come together and do this. On just three rehearsals, we put this together. For me, when I start out, it's very nerve-wracking. It's just such a production, and it takes so much time to put together. So I have my concerns, but the reward is just so tremendous at the end when everything comes together. For me, it's all about giving back to the kids. I had some wonderful teachers growing up, which really made my musical life, you know? And so I want to pass that on to these students who have this opportunity. So to bring in some great artists that they can work with, that they wouldn't traditionally meet, for me, that's the reward. The skills that they learn putting together a program like this can be applied to anything in life, really. The responsibility that they have and the discipline that they have to have. We get to a point in rehearsal and something may not quite be working, and there's only a limited amount of time that I have. There are certain things I can correct, but my job really when we come together is to make music. And that's what a professional organization does. Everybody comes prepared knowing their part, and then they're going to determine their interpretation of the music. That's what I'm here to help these kids with. So I literally stopped in the middle of one rehearsal, and I said, we just don't have time to work on this. You need to learn this for the next rehearsal. This is the way it works, and we move on from here. Usually that works pretty well. They get it, and they go home, and they work hard, and they come back, and the reward for them is just terrific in the end.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, Steve.
Mike Goldberg is the music director of the Central Virginia Wind Symphony.